pressing on to the Eastern camp meetings. But her stay with the family in the mountains of Colorado was short-lived. On Tuesday, August 20th, with Edith Donaldson as a traveling companion, she was on her way east. She would meet James White again in Battle Creek at the Michigan camp meeting in late September. On a postcard to James, she expressed her feelings. "We feel that we will get through all right. I feel that I am in the way of duty, although I am very tired. I hope you will go over to the park and have a pleasant camping trip. You may never have as good a time again to make this trip." She arrived at Battle Creek late Friday, and as she stepped off the railroad car, Dr. Kellogg greeted her warmly. Early Sabbath morning and again Sabbath afternoon, many of her old friends called to greet her, and some to visit. Among these were Uriah Smith, Canwright, and Professor Sidney Brownsberger. As they talked over situations and needs, they decided that Ellen White should go with Smith and Eugene Farnsworth to New England. They would leave for the Ballard Vale, Massachusetts, camp meeting the coming Monday. When Ellen White wrote to her husband and the children in Colorado late in the day, she not only reported the happenings since arriving in Battle Creek but also gave a bit of advice, and she did it with zest. "We hope you will be cheerful and happy while you are in the mountains. This precious opportunity of being all together as you now are may never come to you again. Make the most of it. Do not regard this time of recreation as a drudgery or a task. Lay aside your work, let the writings go. Go over into the park and see all that you can. Get all the pleasure you can out of this little season. I sometimes fear we do not appreciate these precious opportunities and privileges until they pass, and it is too late. Father, our writing can be done in the winter. Lay it aside now. Throw off every burden, and be a carefree boy again. Will and Mary, if they stay in the mountains a few weeks longer, should neither study nor write. They should be made happy for this season, that they may be able to look back to this time as a season of unalloyed pleasure. The few days you now have together, improve. Roam about, camp out, fish, hunt, go to places that you have not seen, rest as you go, and enjoy everything. Then come back to your work fresh and vigorous. Father needs to be a boy again. Roam all around. Climb the mountain steeps. Ride horseback. Find something new each day to see and enjoy. This will be for Father's health. Do not spend any anxious thought on me. You will see how well I will appear after the camp meetings are over. Strive to make each other happy. Then angels will look on and smile, and they will write for you a record that you will not be ashamed to read." The next day, Sunday, Ellen White was pressed on short notice into taking the night meeting in the mammoth tent pitched on the grounds of Battle Creek College. Then, with Mary Abbey as a traveling companion, she was off to the camp meetings in Massachusetts and Maine.